Well, Steve, I understand that you work with Jay Leno and help him with a lot of logistical things, and one of those is with his new prototype car called the EcoJet, which is on display here at the CMA Music Fest. Tell me a little bit about this vehicle that Jay got put together with GM.
Every year for the SEMA show, the Specialty Equipment Manufacturer show that has to do with any type of accessory you could dream of for vehicles, Jay does a project vehicle with General Motors. And it started out doing an old Buick that he first bought when he came to Los Angeles, all the way up to this EcoJet, which is a fourth car he's done with General Motors. GM designed the car. I got the jet engine from Honeywell. A company called Metal Crafters made the body out of carbon fiber, and Bernard Jukely at Jay's Garage is the one that helped put it together, along with assistance from Alcoa.
So what is special about this? Tell me some of the things that make it different besides the obvious design.
Very, very lightweight car, weighs about 2,300 pounds, and that's due in part to the Alcoa aluminum space frame, which is actually a modified version of the frame that's on the Corvette Z06. And the lightweight makes it capable of doing about 225 miles an hour.
How much horsepower does that have?
About 650 to 700.
And let's talk about the fuel. I think that's probably one of the things that people find most amazing about this vehicle.
It runs on biodiesel. And Jay's a big proponent of alternative energy, so he's behind this. And in fact, the truck that we use to haul the EcoJet's been running on biodiesel since it left California.
So running on that fuel shows that it's capable of being a very high-performance fuel to fuel this vehicle, right?
Exactly. This is probably the only high-performance biodiesel vehicle that's anywhere in the world.
So it's out on tour, or has been. Where would people be seeing this vehicle other than like here at Music Festival?
They can. It's been on the GM sponsored Hot Rod Magazine Power Tour, and then after Nashville, it goes back to Burbank.
So has it been out on the highway yet?
Licensed, but it's gonna make its next appearance at the GM exhibit at the Woodward Dream Cruise, and actually they plan to drive it in a parade from GM's headquarters in at Renaissance Center down Woodward Avenue to the GM display.
So is this one that Jay would drive into work?
Yes. Oh, that's the plan. Yeah, he wouldn't have built it if he couldn't use it. So it'll be in parking space number one at NBC at some point. And it's been licensed for the road.
Well, thank you very much. That's Steve Reich, who works with Jay Leno, helping him with logistics, like taking the EcoJet, his new prototype car built by GM, out on the road. And it's on display right now at the CMA Music Festival at the New Holland tent, where we're going to have the celebrity tractor race with Michael Peterson. In Nashville, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.